Dreamscape presents The Avengers, The Man Who Stole Tomorrow by David Michelinie. Narrated by Kari Marshall. The very heavens trembled. The door shattered, cracked into fist-sized pieces and exploding inward as Iron Man and Thor crashed through. Pressing against the door, Quicksilver, the Vision, and the Scarlet Witch also tumbled inside in a rain of gray dust and skittering rubble. The Beast, however, was not so fortunate. He had also been leaning against the door, but when the resistance had ceased and he had begun to fall backward, the ice block on his head, the ice block that contained a helpless friend and colleague, had tilted forward, almost as much from instinct as thought. The Beast reached out as he fell, grabbing hold of the block and twisting, hurling the massive weight back into the obelisk. It was only then that he realized that he had pushed himself out of that structure, and that the lemon-colored bridge had completely retracted. Chapter 1. No one noticed that the old man cast two shadows, but then, on midwinter Manhattan sidewalks still spotted with residue from the season's frequent ice and snowstorms, few people bothered to notice anything but where next to push their swiftly shuffling totes-booted feet. It had been a bleak December, and the reality of a rapidly approaching Christmas, complete with prices that cried for punchlines and crowded stores that smelled as much of body odor as holly and pine, did little to sharpen the sensitivities of the scurrying New Yorkers. They had problems of their own, and none bothered to share even a fragment of his closely guarded attention with the tattered old man on the corner. The old man repaid the favor. He didn't notice them. The parka he wore was fashioned of thin, unlined animal hide, and even then he seemed uncomfortably warm when the winter wind gusted, sending a fresh squall of icicle crisp air to bother the hats of the grumbling passerby. The old man smiled, a gray-toothed grin that was not altogether unkind, and his head bobbed slightly with anticipation. For he had traveled a continent and a decade to stand on this oh-so-special street corner, and now, as one thin, time-dried hand crept to the gemstones about his neck, he knew that the object of that journey was
sample complete. Ready to continue?